This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me again on Rise. My name is Renate, and we are just going to have a fabulous afternoon. I have got the most beautiful ex-colleague of ours, but we're so proud to have her in the studio with us this afternoon, Ilana Willefeer. And she used to be a Radio K Pulpit presenter for a long time with us, and she's now moved into her own ministry called Fresh Start. So I'm just going to ask you, just stay tuned with us this afternoon, because she's got so many beautiful areas that she's covering, and I can tell you now, you are going to be so blessed by this program. So we are just going to take a break straight after this, and we're going to give you a little bit of, she's going to share a little bit of how she actually came from being a presenter with us, and she was in corporate, and she's now a pastor, and she is now part of the Braun Church, and she has a inner healing ministry. And I think we're living in such unprecedented and perilous times now. We were actually talking about this earlier, about the fact that people are so damaged and so wounded and so exhausted and exasperated in these times. And she's about to come and tell us how to find hope, to find healing, and how we can navigate these times that we are living in right now. So we're going to take a lovely music break, and I'm going to introduce her again straight after our music break, and we will catch up with you straight after this. Good afternoon, family, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. You know, I just want to say thank you to you guys out there. You are such loyal listeners to our programs. We have got so many people that are coming in and listening to our programs and giving us such amazing feedback. And, you know, we are so blessed. We are, you know, Radio K Pulpit now, and we've actually been celebrating our first year independent. So please go download that 7 to 9 a.m. app, and that you can listen to us even over the mountains. So please do that. And then if you need to follow up on our podcasts, or you want to pass on a podcast, or you want to live stream, please use the app. And you can always send our message, you know, our beautiful programs to others if they have missed out on listening to us right now. So we have Ilana Willefeer, one of our ex Radio K Pulpit presenter. She used to be wonderful, but she has stepped up and stepped out in faith, and she has started Fresh Start Ministries, and she has an inner healing ministry. So she's going to share a little bit about her journey thus far. So welcome. Thank you for taking your time and coming to visit us.
Oh, thank you so much, Renate. It's so nice just to be back at Radio K Pulpit and just being on the opposite side of interviewing. You know, that's a little bit strange for me, because I'm normally the one asking the questions,
that's
I'm the one that's being interviewed. And it's so fabulous just being back here with you guys. I missed you all.
And we miss you, believe me.
Thank you. And thanks so much for the opportunity just to share what I'm doing at the moment. Yeah.
Yes. So just tell us, what is Fresh Start and how did you get involved?
Okay. See, Fresh Start is an international inner healing ministry that falls under Fresh Start for All Nations. And you guys can go Google a little bit, you know, on the internet about what Fresh Start is. And it is basically being presented in many countries around the world. So Fresh Start, the mandate of Fresh Start is Isaiah 61. So maybe I should just start off by just reading a little bit. What is Isaiah 61
Please
all about? So Isaiah 61 is, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. And it says, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, and to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, and the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. So in hindsight, when we look at Isaiah 61, that it was the mandate of Jesus when he came. It was to heal the brokenhearted, mm-hmm. to set the captive free. And that is exactly what Fresh Start is really all about. It deals with trauma and with the wounds that come through hurt, offense, and loss. And how does that affect our hearts? Mm-hmm. So it's become introspective of those wounds, and we give people opportunity to really go deeper and to deal with that. But I will touch on that a little bit later.
Absolutely.
But how you asked me, how did I get involved? And it is so interesting because last year or the year before, I interviewed a lady on Radio Capital Pit who really is involved with ministering and counseling, and I think she's a psychologist too. And so I had an interview with her, and she was presenting a Just Jesus conference in Fishhook. And at that conference, they had a lot of ministries that were presenting themselves of where they're involved. So it was people who were involved with counseling, people who were involved with drug abuse. So there was various ministries. And so because of her, she invited me, and I had the opportunity to go. So Fresh Start is already in existence, and they are based in the southern suburbs, and they were there presenting their course. And that was just something that really just ministered to my heart. And so I put my name down for the course, and I personally did the course myself. And at a
and normally when you do those courses yourself, you actually really find healing in within your own things as well. You know, I've also just done a course, and I can tell you now, it is so enriching, even for ourselves.
No, definitely. And I felt that it's something that was so nice, and it was so practical. And and the way that they presented was so different. So eventually what they did is approached us. I think there was two of us that came from the northern suburbs that did it. And after the course, they just found us and said, listen, we need Fresh Start in the northern suburbs. We are busy in the southern suburbs, but we need people who can actually present it. And so we did the training. It was myself, and there's Renee. Renee and I basically together kind of got the northern suburbs Fresh Start going. And what's nice about it is we could present it in the way that we felt comfortable, so long as we stuck to the main process.
Yes.
Of that.
Okay.
And yeah, and so now we're up and running.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So maybe you can just give us a little bit of your own personal background, and where did you find that this is your calling? You know, because that is, we need to encourage others.
Okay.
You know, maybe we don't know what else can we do apart from being in corporate, being in things, and we have dreams, and we know God gives us an inner
yes.
calling, and then we just don't step out and do it, you know. So I just want you to give us a little bit of your personal background.
But it's very interesting. Okay, so I have been in ministry for a very long time, and I've been part of an inner healing ministry that comes from Bethel. So in 2015 already, I really, before that, I actually felt that the Lord had called me for ministry, to minister.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, our group from my inner healing group ended up going to Bethel in America. And it was just so interesting there, because a lot of the prophetic word that I got was that God was going to use me for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just healing that, you know, it's laying hands, all different kinds of healings, laying hands on the sick and they'll get healed. And also that my words will bring healing. So my gifting is actually teaching. So, and this all lined up with exactly where I felt that God wanted to use me. But the one thing that I can honestly say is that when I just got saved, I had my very first prophetic word was Isaiah 61.
Wow, can you believe?
Yes, and that was
ministries based on that.
And you know what was so interesting
was awesome.
Yeah, and it was so interesting.
The golden thread. Oh, I love Jesus.
Yeah.
He's just so beautiful.
No, and I think what was so amazing was after I did the course, they actually said, oh, well, this course, we just want to let you know it's based on Isaiah 61.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just felt that was the confirmation, you know, this is where God wants to use me.
Amen. So that's they're your banner now, you know.
Yes, definitely.
For what he's called you to do. And as you've progressed, you know, just your own journey on the ministry that you've been in. And then if you could just give us a little bit of a background on how you have navigated this, you know, I mean, how do you do it in groups or how are you doing it at the moment?
Okay, so coming back to Fresh Start in particular, where we are now, it's definitely not a solo thing. So we have got a team. I've got a team, and myself and Renee, we kind of coordinated the team and everything. So there's a lot of things. It's a very practical course. And so we have got things like skits and illustrations, some teachings in between. We break up in groups, you know, where we give people opportunity to talk about how they experience things and how they're feeling. And obviously we've got a process where we touch on people's wounds, you know, where's the hurt? And we got a whole lot of questions that we process with them. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, it's an interactive thing. Okay. Where we are at. And also Renee, who's with me on Fresh Start, she really gives her testimony and shares her testimony. And that is absolutely wonderful where she's come from. And that gives people kind of an idea that I'm not alone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When someone shares their hurt and they share their pain, then you think, oh my goodness, maybe what I am carrying is not, I'm not the only one.
Mm.
And that really gives people opportunity to open up and to share where they're at.
Mm.
And so the course is really put together to work step by step through what people are dealing with.
Fantastic. It sounds amazing. And I just think with what happens with testimonies, like the Lord says, do it again. That means do it again, Lord. And, you know, we just find that testimonies give people opportunities to relate.
That's true.
And that you can get past it.
Mm.
You know, that anything that you're going through, God can work through with you. And when they find somebody that has come through a testimony, that God can do this for you as well. And that you don't go deep into the rabbit hole, that there is actually a way out. So I think this is just absolutely incredible. And I just want to encourage you out there. You know, we're living in times that we need the help. I always say, even a Formula One driver, he has to come in, get his tires tuned. He can be the best driver on this on that circuit. But he has to come and do his pit stops, and he needs to be recharged. Mm. He needs his vehicles seen to. Mm. And, you know, even though God is in control, there's things that we have to maintain and sustain. So, you know, for me, these kind of ministries, we really need to encourage. You know, there are different people out there. There's so many people that are out there to help you and walk a road with you and come alongside you and show you the way, the practical ways. But Ilana's going to share those practical ways a little bit after this, just the kind of topics that you cover, you know, that when they do get hold of you, that they're not just, you know, it's not something that you can't deal with, because sometimes we don't know what our specialities are. But sounds like Fresh Start is quite all-encompassing, hey?
Yes.
So I'm going to, we're going to just take a music break right now. Time just flies, eh? It's crazy. when you look again, time's up. But we need to take, they pay the bills and we have our little adverts and all those things that need to be done. But we just want to carry on encouraging just to stay with us. And we're going to take a music break and enjoy this and celebrate and worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will get you back straight after this. See you soon. Thank you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, family and friends. I can tell you now, we are just having such a beautiful session now today, a program where we're really getting an opportunity to really revisit ourselves and really look at the beautiful things that we need to rediscover. And often we find there are such hidden wounds, and we're carrying a lot of heaviness and a lot of sadness within us. So I have Ilana Ulafeed in the studio with us, and she was an ex-presenter of ours, but she's now stepped out into full-time ministry, and she is with Fresh Start Ministries. It's an international ministry, but they have give you the opportunity to really come as a group and not feel that you're alone in this in healing, and they can possibly help you get through some serious stuff that we're going through right now. So, but there's always joy and hope at the end. So, Ilana, just give us a bit of background on what is the purpose of a Fresh Start, and then also, you know, there's you know, I'm not going to interrupt you because I'm really going to just put this together. And there's an, you know, what are the most challenging experiences that people actually go through? Emotions, because there's so many things that hinder us from moving forward, and we literally physically get sick. Mentally, our well-being doesn't do well. Financially, it affects us. Financially, it affects our relationships. It affects our finances. Affects our jobs. So, what is it that people are really struggling with right now?
Okay, so firstly, I just want to say what Fresh Start is. So Fresh Start provides the tools and really just a safe environment to process and unpack the wounds of your past. And we're looking at things like shame and abuse, fear, loss. A lot of people going through anxiety. A lot of people have lost loved ones. A lot of people are sitting with hurt. And, you know, they haven't been able to deal with it. Like, where do I go? So I think that is where the challenge is. And Fresh Start for us, it's important to help those people to get set free, you know, because God wants us to walk in freedom. So we touch a lot on offense, because I think that's what a lot of us struggle with. We take offense and we become bitter. We become angry with people, and some people never resolve it, you know. So a lot of people are sitting with bitterness and anger and even trauma. We deal with trauma, also the different kinds of trauma
and trauma bonding.
Yeah, so we deal with trauma. We talk about what is trauma, the different kinds of trauma that you experience, and how does that affect you physically, mentally, and emotionally, and also spiritually, because trauma can have such a devastating effect on you. So we touch on those things because a lot of people are struggling or are stuck in trauma and even experience post-traumatic trauma, where things trigger certain things and they relive that whole trauma again. But so what we mainly try and focus on, even though we give them a lot of definition, we deal with how offense comes into your heart. We deal with what does the bitterness and the anger and the resentment do. And we focus a lot on the hardness of one's heart, how we need to guard our hearts. Because, you know, the enemy wants us to be bitter and angry and resentful. And we, some people carry that.
And you stay trapped in that.
And you stay trapped in, you can't understand why you're sick, why you've got chronic sicknesses, diseases, all of that. It's a spiritual manifestation.
That's correct.
Some of the sicknesses are physical because you're holding on to that. And so I want to just talk a little bit about a hardened heart and forgiveness, because I think that is something that we focus on.
And sometimes we don't even realize we're there, hey?
Definitely. Yes. We think we're okay, and actually we're not okay. So we focus on Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24, that says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." So we focus on the hardness of heart. So what is the hardness of heart? So a hardened heart is due to walking in unforgiveness towards other people, you know, that have hurt us in our lives. And it's when we hold on to that bitterness and resentment. And bitterness can actually be compared to the cancer of the soul. And it devours you. If you think of Malachi, it says, the Lord says, it talks about the devourer, you know, that devours everything. And so bitterness and unforgiveness is like that cancer that devours us. And we often refer to a hardened heart as the sower in Matthew 13, where the farmer goes out and he sows all those seeds, and he sows them on different ground. Now, the seeds are the word of God, and our hearts are the soil. So when the word of God gets sown, what is the condition of your heart?
Sure.
You know, is your heart soft enough to be able to be a fertile ground where God's word can grow? Or are we compared to the hard soil?
Yes.
So if your heart is hard, when you've got that bitterness and unforgiveness in you, your heart becomes hard. And when the word of God cannot penetrate your heart, it cannot take root in your heart, you cannot grow in the fruits of the Spirit. And so we touch on that, that the seeds cannot germinate in a hardened soil. So we ask the question, what is the condition of your heart like at this stage? And a hardened heart cannot yield to the Holy Spirit because you don't have the word of God in you. And that is one of the biggest things that the enemy wants to do. He wants to keep the word of God out of your heart.
That's right. And that's why with all these things that go on in our lives, it blocks access because we are so blocked up and we cannot hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
And we cannot be open to any teachings or any, because we are so wounded and trapped.
And sometimes I've realized, because I've also shared my testimony of having a hardened heart, even though you might give your life to the Lord, but if you're not dealing with that bitterness and anger in your life, you know, if you're not forgiving people, when your heart becomes so hard, it's, you know, you can go and sit in church, but that word will not penetrate you. You know, you often see people that go to church, come back, they say they're Christians, but nothing about them. The fruits of the Spirit's not evident in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when one observes that, you know somewhere inside there's a wound.
Yes.
And that wound could be bitterness, unforgiveness. Mm. And sometimes it's not the wound you created.
That's right.
It's someone else that might have hurt or something that someone did to you. And the ultimate purpose of the enemy is to separate you from God.
Mm.
You know, because if you don't have the word of God in you, you can't grow in the word. And that is where we separate ourselves from God, and the Lord wants our hearts to be pliable. He wants us to be pliable in His hands because He says, "I am the potter, you are the clay." And if our hearts are not soft, if we're not open to forgiveness, if we're not constantly walking in forgiveness, and it's not just walking in forgiveness, it's sometimes repenting.
It's actually a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
He says we need to renew our minds every day.
Mm.
And that really comes into play because we don't realize what the word is so practical. The word is so practical. It gives us every answer how to live life.
Yes.
And what we do is we just want to do it our way. And when God's way is so beautiful and so wonderful to heal us every single day of the things that we go through.
Yeah. No, that is very true. And sometimes we don't even realize that we've got stuff, you know, in our own hearts.
So true.
And but when the word of God takes root and when we start forgiving, we actually set ourselves free.
Absolutely.
You know, to experience God's freedom.
Absolutely.
And so I just want to touch a little bit on what is unforgiveness.
Sure.
So unforgiveness is basically a sin, because it goes against the very nature of Christ. Think about it. The main purpose Jesus Christ came to the earth was to forgive us of our sins.
Okay.
So if He came to forgive us of our sins and we belong to Him and He lives in us, how can we not forgive others?
Mm-hmm.
So we actually go against the core of Christianity.
Amen.
And how can we not forgive others? You know, if unforgiveness gives the enemy legal right into our lives, and it opens doors for demonic strongholds in our lives, and it involves torment. Because if we look at the parable where the servant comes, okay, where God forgave him, or the king forgave him of his of his sins, you know,
that's
of his debt.
Yes,
let's talk about
correct.
The debt. And then he went and he found someone else and he said, "Pay me what you owe me." He wasn't gracious. And he got thrown into jail, if you look at that parable. And he was tormented. So unforgiveness basically focuses on torment, and it's pride. If we think about it, who are we to keep other people in contempt that the Lord has already set free?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, in Hebrews 8:12, it says, I will forgive their iniquities and will remember their sin no more. So if God forgives our sins and remembers them no longer, then shouldn't we forgive and let go of other people's sins?
Yes.
You know, because God has a way for us. He can deal with our perpetrators better than what we can, you know. Amen. And it's not our Amen. Responsibility.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, this is just such a reminder for us just to really step into that unforgiveness. It's just an opportunity to set us free.
So, going on, talking a little bit about that forgiveness, I want to just give an illustration.
Sure.
Okay, so if a poisonous snake bites you in it, are you going to run after it and try and get even with the snake?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't think
no,
so.
No, you're going to let it go. You're going to let that snake go.
Yes.
And you're going to get to a doctor, aren't you? You're going to try and get help as
get
quick
the
as
help
possible.
Is, yes.
So that you can get an antidote to save your life. So, you are going to get to a doctor. Why? Because you don't want the poison to spread.
That's correct.
Okay. So, let's conclude that the unforgiveness is like poison to your body.
Mm.
And it's like cancer to your soul. And it can make you physically ill.
Yes.
And what does it do? It can cause spiritual death.
Yes.
And it can separate you from God.
Yes.
So, what is the antidote? The antidote is forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay, so you're not going to try and get even with someone. You're not going to try and get people back. You're going to get help, and God is our help. He's our source. And the antidote against bitterness and anger is forgiveness. And I just want to end off with Matthew 6:14-15. It says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins.
Amen, amen, amen. What profound truth. I can really encourage you to go and revisit what is blocking you, what is hindering your progress in health, wealth, well-being, business, finances. Just revisit and see if your heart hasn't been hardened. Thank you so much, Ilana. We're going to just have another music break, which we need to do, and I just want you to enjoy that, and we will chat to you straight after this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you did not hear who we've had in the studio this afternoon, I want to encourage you, go and listen to our podcasts and go on to our 729 AM app. And I can tell you now, we have had such an informative, profoundly truth program this afternoon with Ilana Ulefir from Fresh Start Ministries. And they have an inner healing ministry. And if you really would like to find out a little bit more, she's going to cover now with us the kind of topics. We've just dealt with unforgiveness in the previous session. She's going to cover the topics that we are dealing with, right? What other topics there are. So just give us a bit of a background, how you present, how you group people, what is the way forward with the ministry, what would you like to see as an outcome at the end of the day. Thanks, Ilana.
Thanks, Renate. Yeah, so as I said earlier on, we are very, the ministry is very interactive. We've got a little bit of teaching. We've got some skits, and we get together in little groups and we chat about it. But the process that we basically work through, where you have to sit, we give you time. We give people time to, on their own, to find a little space and to process certain questions. And then we get together and we get some feedback from everyone. So one of the things that we look at is, what is your thread? And when I talk about thread, is each and every one of us have got a thread in our lives, whether it's a thread of abuse, whether it's a thread of rejection, whether it's a thread of abandonment. So we do some skits on that, and we try and see if you can identify what is your thread? What is something that's been going through your whole, from childhood to now?
Patterns.
Yeah, patterns. Is it broken relationships? Is it something to do with men? So we try and identify that. So that
and
is
finances and all kinds of things get affected. Hey?
And is it loss? Because some people have experienced loss over loss.
And they cannot get over it.
Yeah. And then we also identify a situation which you can choose that was painful for you so that we can process it. Yes. Some people might be abusive relationship. Others, it might be a loss of a parent. Others might be something completely different. So you can choose a loss and a person that you would want to process in this course. And then what we do is we work through what is the hurt. And we make you write it down. And that's so profound when you actually have to sit down and write down, what is the hurt that you've experienced, you know, through that person or with that person? Then we look at, how did it make you feel? And a lot of people, we give you some words that can help you. And I remember one of the words that someone mentioned, they felt erased, in a relationship. Or they felt unseen or unheard. So we kind of try and see what is the emotion. So it's important that you yourself acknowledge your emotions that you're going through. What did you lose in the process? When you go through something traumatic or some form of hurt or been wounded, you always lose something. In that situation, did you lose your voice? That's abstract. Did you lose your house? Did you lose your children? Because some stuff are materialistic and you can, or not materialistic, but you can see it. It's evident. I lost my house. I lost my relationship. I lost my child. But there are things like friendship, even faith. Someone said, I lost my faith when it came to that situation. Yes. Where were you, God?
Questioning. Yeah.
You questioned God. So you definitely lose something. So we, in this whole course, try and see that you identify what was your losses so that you can come to terms with it. And then we look at, what was your inner vow?
Oh, that is, I think that is most people's problem.
Yes.
You know, I'm a counselor as well and a life coach and a psychologist. And I can tell you now, that inner vow that you speak and you start believing and thinking and the deception that goes with it, it takes you for years to discover that what path you're on.
That's true.
You know, and I find so many people say things and they forget what they've said many years ago and they eat the fruits of it.
And they bound themselves to that inner vow.
That's correct. And they eat the fruits of that.
So sometimes when you are in, say, abusive relationship, whatever, or something happens to you, then you say, you know, something like, I'll never be like my mother.
Yes.
You know, I will never marry a man again. I will never put my foot in that person's house. I will never forgive that person. And we bound ourselves. And years later, we don't understand why we are behaving that way, because our inner vows, our thoughts, determine our behavior pattern. And those behavior patterns are normally dysfunctional behavior patterns, you know, because of things we've said, because of our belief system, because of the lies we believe.
That's great.
And we act upon it. So we try and see, identify what is the behavior pattern behind that lie. So we look at that too and how that influences your behavior. And we also touch on things like rejection, abandonment, and shame, what it is and how that impacts you. And then we also talk about voids. Each one of us have a void.
Oh my goodness.
So where you've got a void, you have a need.
That's right.
You have a need. So if you are struggling with rejection your whole life, you might go around looking for acceptance without even knowing it. So subconsciously become people pleaser. Are you a people pleaser? You can't say no. Do things you don't really want to do. Why? Because you want to be accepted. And you don't always identify the behavior patterns. So we have a look at that. So those are kind of the things that we touch on. And then obviously, as I spoke about forgiveness and the hardened heart, those are the most important part of how do we overcome. So that's basically in a nutshell some of the topics that we cover.
What I'm just taking away from this is the fact that you know, we don't invest in ourselves. Mm. These are opportunities to just reinvest, spend a bit of time with yourself. You know, we don't get away because we're so busy spending ourselves, doing things, family, work, going out there, doing life, that we forget about ourselves and that we need to just revisit. These courses are so vital for that time just spent on yourself. Yes. You know, just spend a bit of time on yourself, 2 hours or 3 hours, just you and God and your person that's helping you walk the road.
And that's true. And what we also love to give is the opportunity for them to forgive.
Amen.
We create opportunity and we've got, we just make it so practical.
Yes,
so there's never a dull moment. We've got so many little things and skits and talks and stuff, and everybody's part of it. So that time goes by so quickly.
So quickly,
and it's so practical. And that is, I think, the seller, you know, the key thing. It's not you just sitting there and listening to us talk to you. It's about you being
deep.
Part of it.
It's
and
lovely,
that's the nice thing about it.
So just give us a little bit of your, you know, how they can get hold of you. And, you know, you say you are part of the De Bruin.
So, in case
people just can remember De Bruin or to remember your name or remember Fresh Start, that they know where to go to.
Okay, so our heart is really, because we are in the northern suburbs, is to literally, so we're under the covering of Fresh Start as well as De Bruin. So that is our church.
So it's one of your churches that you're obviously operating
in. And we presented it already at De Bruin. We had such a good feedback. We got about 160 people attending the course.
Wow, fantastic.
And we had such wonderful feedback. It was just so amazing. So our heart is really to go out to churches. So... And presented at churches.
This is an opportunity for your church.
And it's something that we can do a Friday evening and a Saturday, a whole Saturday.
Wonderful.
And so, so we want to reach out to any church that's there that really has the need for it in their congregation.
Wonderful.
And it's no cost involved to joining it at all. We would love to present it, and that's our heart. So we're putting it out there to churches who would say, Alana, listen, my congregation needs this. This is something that we need. Can you come? Can you and your team come and just present it by us? So if anybody is interested, is it okay if I give my details?
Please, of course.
So you can contact me.
It's such an opportunity.
It's Alana at 082-328-1759. Or you can just email me. I don't have a Fresh Start email address, but on my personal email, it's willyfearalana1@gmail.com. And I'm just going to repeat it, willyfearalana1@gmail.com. So you're welcome to either give me a call or just send me an email if you guys want to find out more about it, you know, or if you are interested in us coming to your church. We would really love to come, and our hearts is really to see people walk in the fullness of God and just really being set free.
Fantastic. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Ilana. Praise the Lord for the work that you're doing. May you and Renee and really get out there, get everybody healed, and that they can really experience a life in spite of what's happening around them. So family and friends out there, I just think you need to follow up on this, check with your church, see if people can't offer it to some ladies or to some families. I think it's vital.
And it doesn't even have to be a church setup. It could be an organization
or a prayer group or whatever. So it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. May the Lord just continue to use you
mightily
for his kingdom and his glory. May you just go from success to success, and may you just touch many lives, and that many people come back to him without hardened hearts, softened hearts, and love him. So family and friends out there, take a look and see if you might need a bit of guidance and wisdom, and contact Ilana. I think she's going to be, and she's such a beautiful person inside and out. We just loved having her part of our team, and I'm just so grateful that the Lord is using her mightily in what she's busy with right now. So family and friends, thank you, Ilana, for spending the afternoon
with us.
Thank
you, Renee, for giving me the opportunity and for those beautiful words.
Yes, and we're so grateful that you came to visit us for a change. We missed you. And family and friends out there, take care. stick to the rules, and we will see you same time next week. Take care of yourselves, and goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.